People often ask me, hey, can I sit down with you one-on-one? Let me pick your brain, get whatever info from you on how to sell on Amazon, how to get started. Well, guess what? You can sit one-on-one with me for more than 3 hours on my mini course, aaroncordovas.com/start. And I will sit down with you one-on-one and give you all the info that I think you need to get started on Amazon. If you're having success on Amazon, you probably have cash to invest, right? The next level after making it big on money is investing. You have to be able to invest to get really wealthy. I've created a fund where you can put your money into Amazon brands. And because e-commerce is growing, Amazon is growing, and you have operators who know what they're doing, your chance of success on your investment is pretty high. I've created this fund because I do not want people to get burned, and where I can put my own money alongside of your money to invest in the best brands that exist right now. Go to aaroncordovas.com/invest if you want to find out more and you're an accredited investor.
This is the Aaron Cordovez Show.
All right, guys, today I have two spectacular and great-looking guests, Leo Isiano and Miss Margarita, who are huge in the e-commerce space, and they happen to live right here. We met at SellerCon, and guys, I'm super happy to have you here in the studio, and let's talk some business.
Awesome, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, guys, maybe just let's start off with your story. Like, how did you even think of getting involved in online business, you know, online sales? What was like that first step that you guys said, we're gonna, you know, try this thing?
Gotcha.
Okay, well, Leo started first. Yeah. So you can go ahead and tell your story.
So yeah, like I just wanted to make money. Like that was it. Yeah. So like every single college broke student was like, you know what? How to make money online. Mm-hmm. And then I got an ad in a guy in a Lamborghini and he was like, drop shipping. And I was like, drop shipping. He's like, yeah, dropshipping. And I was like, all right, cool, dropshipping. that's the thing. I'm going to make money in dropshipping. And then, like, that spiraled into, like, learning about building.
What year was this?
This was in 2018.
2018. Wow. So you, that's so recent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you're, like, 18 years old or what? What's it?
I was 5 years ago, and I'm 25 now. I was, like, 20.
Okay, so you're 20. Yeah. Going to college.
Yeah.
And you saw an ad on Lambo. You said, let's go. Do you want to talk about who the person was, or do you remember?
I don't even remember. And I bought the course, too.
Oh.
I don't even remember the guy. I don't remember. I think it was, like, Nick or something. I don't remember the course.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you remember the Lamborghini.
I remember the Lamborghini. I was like, he has a Lamborghini. I don't have a Lamborghini. I want to make money to buy a Lamborghini.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay. That was, like, my logic. Mm-hmm. And then, obviously, you know, it changes the logic. But that was it. I just wanted to make money online. And I got the course. I started getting into that world. I dived into like social media. A lot of people were making money online. And then that's it. I didn't really have massive success until we met.
Okay, so you continue to be the broke college kid until you got someone to put you in shape.
Yeah, I made a little bit of money. Exactly. I made a little bit of money to like where I like quit my job, but it wasn't a lot. You know?
Well, okay, but at the time, were you making any money? Like, what was your job like?
It was like $3,000 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's fine. I mean, a lot of people, if they can make $3,000 a month, that's something. So
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that was, like, my thing. I was like, you know what? I just got to figure out how to quit my job and, like, just make $3,000 a month online.
Okay.
And, that was
it. So you got there and then?
And then I was a senior at university and Leo slid in my DMs.
Oh.
And he was like, we should get together and talk about marketing. Mm. So we get together and he pretty much is like, yeah, like I'm an entrepreneur. I do this drop shipping thing. I was like, oh.
That's a good pickup line.
He was like, hey.
I was like, so interesting. I like what he's doing, but since we had just like really started talking and we kind of just started dating, I didn't want him to think that I was only with him for drop shipping and I didn't want him to think I was leeching off of him, right? So I started doing my own research and I ended up starting my own store and I started making money on my own. Mm-hmm. And then a couple months later, I told him, I was like, I'm drop shipping too.
Oh. Yeah. So she started a store behind my back.
Okay.
And I was like, what? It's crazy. And she actually got sales. That's the thing that blew my mind. Because, like, no.
Dude, that's really sexist, like, though. That's really sexist. No.
It wasn't sexist. I was just like, wait, what?
So hold on. Did you, like, teach her things? Or did you sign up for a course? Like, how did you make it work? Like,
I introduced her into the world. But I don't ever recall teaching her anything. Yeah, like, at all, especially in the beginning. So, like, I was like, maybe, like, hey, this is a store, this is, like, maybe, like, ads. She was doing, like, Google ads and I was doing Facebook ads. And I think I gave her, like, $100 one day. And I was like, hey, like, try, like, here's $100 to go, like, launch Google ads. But, like, I never really taught her anything.
Okay. What's your take on it?
There was this guy, his name is Tristan Broughton, and he had released a Google Ads course. And I was like, I'm getting this course, you know, because Leo was doing Facebook ads and he's really good at Facebook ads. But again, I felt like if I went that route, I would be asking him a lot of questions and then like our relationship would turn more like transactional. I didn't want that. So I was like, okay, since he's doing Facebook ads, I'm going to go and learn Google ads with this course. At the same time, I was going to university and I was learning SEO. I was learning Google ads at school. And through the course. So I was able to make like Google ads work really well for me. I was making like my own money at that point. And he was running his store with Facebook ads, doing, making his money.
Okay. So, okay. What was better for learning Google ads? University or the course that you got?
They worked hand in hand.
Really?
Yeah. Like, and
so you actually learned something in university?
Yeah. I went to a really good university. Okay. I stand behind my university.
Okay.
I went to USF St. Pete.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So while I was learning Google ads, at university, we were learning SEO. So now I was ranking all of my products really high up in Google Shopping, whereas other people who probably didn't know SEO because they didn't learn it, it wasn't in the course, they weren't ranking as fast as I was. So there was a point in time that all of my products were ranked in like the first five.
And what, guys, what, you have to talk about categories. These are products you're not selling anymore.
No.
Okay, so what, so like what was like the, you know, for you start, actually, like, what products? What are we talking about here?
Yeah. A keychain reusable straw. It's like a little keychain, and you pull it out, and, like, the straw would come out.
Yeah.
I was selling a crystal water bottle, which is, like, a glass water bottle, and in the middle is, like, a healing stone crystal.
Oh.
And then my first, like, product that actually made me profit was a dinosaur purse. It was, like, I believe Kate Spade or something had, like, released a dinosaur. I was selling a dupe for it, like,
and yeah, like you just made you okay, you get an Alibaba or something,
exactly,
one that looks so much similar, but it's not a copyright.
I didn't know that she was selling it. All I knew is that I hopped on the trend exactly when I was supposed to.
Yeah, so that's when you started making money, because of course you can make sales and literally lose money.
Exactly.
I was losing money with the keychain straw.
I lost money. I was learning.
That's the biggest thing. We learned through losing a lot of money.
So you know, what was the products did you start with?
Honestly, I sold a privacy screen protector. That was like the first product I ever like sold.
For laptops or for phones?
For phones.
For phones.
On the internet. Like, that was the first product. I didn't even know what I was doing. I was like getting shout outs. I was running Facebook ads. I was doing it all just to get like a couple sales. And then I thought the product like had died.
Well, it never started or never got alive, no?
Yeah, it never like took off, but I was like, oh, that product's just dead. No one wants it. The whole internet just doesn't want it.
Anyway,
so I moved on, and then the product that actually, funny enough, helped me quit my job was a gear shift keychain, right? And it was this like little car product that like you could like swap and move up and down the gears. And that product got me to $1,000 a day in revenue, which was $200 in profit. And I remember it clearly. That's all I needed to quit my job.
That's right. That's like 60 grand a year right there. That's amazing.
That was it. That was the product.
And how long did that last? Like, okay, so you made that. This is drop shipping. You don't own the, you didn't design anything.
No, right? I didn't design anything.
You don't
anything.
Have a brand name.
No.
You don't have a trademark.
Nope.
And you don't have any organic sales.
Nope.
Okay, so
nothing.
Guys, this is dropshipping. All right. So
and it's not even dropshipping. Yeah, it's okay. like a cash cow. Like it's not even, I don't even think that was dropshipping at the time.
So but it's someone else's product, you sell it and then they ship it. No, I mean, it's considered dropshipping.
Yeah,
no.
But
it's
like
considered dropshipping.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Like, okay, but it's like newbie dropshipping.
Like so newbie, so newbie.
But how long did that product keep making you money? So $200 a day, but like for how long?
Like 60 days. 60 days. And then after, I was calling my mom. I was like, can I borrow some money?
Your mom.
I was hitting her up. I was like, can I borrow Can I borrow more money? Like, I don't have enough money.
Okay.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I went through some rough times.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because at this time I was still getting to know you and I was like, oh, he's rich. Like, I'm trying to be like this, you know, yeah. I need the, my store to start pushing so I can be like Leo.
Yeah.
And then he's asking you for money.
Yeah, he's like, yo, I need $2,000. I promise I'll pay it back by Monday.
Oh. Hey, I paid it back though.
Okay, he did.
So every single time.
Okay, yeah. So you trusted him. That's good. Yeah. Relationship is built on trust, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you you lent your thought you were rich boyfriend $2,000, and then so what'd you do with that money? Did you start a new store and then hope it was gonna go or what's the
yeah thing? We just kept building different stores and then
right after that you started testing the nose pore vacuum.
Ah, the nose pore vacuum, no success.
Nose pore vacuum. Oh, nose pore.
So it's like
it's not for the pores in your nose.
It is.
Oh,
so it kind of like sucks it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need some of that.
Same.
Same.
Okay. Everybody on the internet thought so too.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then like I didn't have success with that either.
You
like,
didn't. Okay.
Like I had sales, but it wasn't like success where I was like I'm making money consistently or I'm making like at least some type of like more money than $3,000 a month. Mm-hmm, like that was where like
the break even.
That was.
It's better than a regular job.
Correct.
Okay, fine. So you're like you're eating shit basically.
Yeah.
Right. And then Margarita comes to save the day or what?
Yes.
Yeah, my store was pushing because I had the Google ads running. Any product that I saw going viral on Facebook, I was adding it to my store and running Google ads to it because a lot of people weren't on there at that point. But it's hard to scale with Google ads because people have to be actively looking for your product. So one day we were at Leo's mom's house. He still lived with his mom at that point. And Leo was taking a shower and I was just doing product research on his computer. And I found the 9-in-1 push-up board. So it's like this little...
It's a push-up machine that allows you to... It helps you do push-ups correctly. Like, you could, like, work out, like, your different
parts. It's all
together.
It's not, like, separated. I've seen, like, I have one that's, like, two little bars, but they're separate. This is one all together.
Yeah, one all together. Yes, correct. And I looked at that product and I was like, we are rich. Like, this is it. Like, okay. Everything. Yeah. Leo gets out of the shower. He's still in his towel. I'm like, I just found the product. We're about to be rich.
Yeah.
And yeah, after that product is when we decided to do it together, do business together, because like, I don't know, we just had this feeling like this is our product. We are like, we're set for life.
You're together, but you're doing different stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know you're not gold digging the guy because he's broke as hell. So like, nothing to worry about, right? So like, it's all good. It worked together.
Yeah. And then like, I had my skills. He had his skills. And I was like, we finally have this product that I know for a fact is going to work out.
Mm-hmm.
If we just do this together, we are going to be just so much more successful.
But okay, now explain to me, why did you believe in that product? Like, what are the things that you're looking at to say this, like, well, this is it? Like, what gave you that confidence in that product?
It had wow factor, solved the problem, and it already had proof on Facebook. There were already people running it up, and they had millions of views, comments. You know, when you look at an ad comments, and they're like, oh my God, I need this, just bought this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all those comments. It was giving me all the green flags.
Mm. Yeah, and like a lot of green flags.
Okay.
Like, all the things also prior, like, we were testing so many products, so we got to see the products that didn't work and the products that did work. So we're like, you know what? Like, this is giving us, like, all, like, the stars were aligning, you know, with this product.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally what she said. So, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's crazy because it had been a couple months, and Leo had been pushing, like, yo, we should do this together. We should do this together. And I was like, no, I don't want to mix relationship. I don't want to mix money. I don't want to mix business.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I saw this product, I was like, okay, fine, let's do it. Let's like just go all in on
it. The right moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we started selling the product, and this is when we ran into our first fulfillment issue. Especially with dropshipping, the faster you sell it and the faster you scale, the better, because then it won't allow competition to really come in like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we didn't have like the best relationship with suppliers, and our order ended up getting like delayed for 2 months. Yeah.
So and explain to me your order, because in this case, are you buying in bulk?
No.
Or you're just buying one by one? So your order means what? Like individual customer orders?
Yes.
Okay, so you had, give me the idea of the scale of this.
Okay, so I mean, it was the first product that changed our life, right? So I think we made $80,000 in a month or something. 70.
I think it was actually like 65.
It was 65. Yeah, okay. I just can't remember the number.
And that's
it
like what? How many is that? That's like 1,000 units.
Let me see.
No idea. But like, it was definitely the product that like changed our life. So we were like, you know what? Like, whatever. Let's just find a supplier to fulfill this product.
And did you sell it before you found the supplier? No.
Yes.
Wait. Whoa. Okay, this is weird. Yeah. Okay, you don't know how much the product is going to cost you.
We
you
had
don't
an
have
idea.
A supply. You have an idea. Yeah. You're like, I guess one person on Alibaba says $60 or yeah. $20, whatever. Mm-hmm. How much? What do you think was going to cost you? How much did you think?
It was probably going to be like.
I think it cost us like $24.
Yeah, so you think it's going to cost you $24, but you haven't talked to suppliers.
Nope.
You can't even confirm that they have in stock or that they'll drop ship for you.
Yep.
You know nothing. And you put up a store and you start selling.
And we're just cranking that up. We're like, let's sell more of it.
So, okay, whoa.
Oh my God. This like looking so back, yeah, we were kind of
I know,
this
it's
is
scary.
Scary. So you get orders, you sell maybe, how much you sell in a day? Like your first day, you remember?
No.
Approximate, but like 10, 20, 100, something.
Maybe 10.
Maybe 10. So but it was so profitable.
Right, because you sell it for.
We were not selling it for that much. I think we were selling it for like 40.
44.
How do you sell it for 44, buy it for 25? You didn't even know.
We had no idea what we were doing. We just wanted to get sales we just wanted to get our foot into it. You know, just like start sloppy and then figure it out from there instead of like trying to get everything perfect until you launch. Like just launch.
Wow. Well, you started sloppy.
Mm-hmm. Very sloppy.
Now you go, good, you have orders, you have dozens of orders, and you have no supplier.
Pretty much.
Okay, and so then what happens?
And even if we could find a supplier, it was too expensive for us. And if we were to fulfill with the suppliers we found, we would be like very negative.
Right, because if it costs you $25 and then shipping, how much is shipping a product like that to the customer?
It was, the product itself was like 12 and then the shipping was 12 too. So it was like, like that.
Okay.
Yeah, so the total.
So why would you be negative? From ads?
From ads,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then did you fulfill it or you just canceled it?
Like, eventually, yes. We finally found a supplier.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't the best supplier. Actually, I don't even know if the products even came, to be honest. That's how
the customers?
They came late.
And it came bad. It was like really bad product quality too. So like, yeah.
That was our first big mistake, but our first big lesson.
Yeah, really, really cheap products, really, really bad products, horrible customer experience. Like, I would never shop from our first store ever.
Yeah, and we got.
I'll tell you, this is why I love Amazon,
mm-hmm.
and we live in the Amazon world because you'll never have that happen mm-hmm. because there's a bunch of reviews.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you're taking a chance, you know, okay, it has zero reviews or like five reviews, you're gonna take a chance, and you know you're taking a chance. You have someone's website, some ad, you have no idea what you're gonna get.
Correct.
No, on the customer's point of view. Like, it was a total scam and this and whatever. And in a way, I don't know if it was. But at the same time, you guys are honest people. And you tried to make it right and you were trying to fulfill it. You just, mm-hmm. it was a sloppy launch. But at the end of the day, you didn't ruin anybody's life.
No. We definitely got chargebacks. And mm-hmm. if people asked for a refund, they got their refund. Yeah. You know, we weren't like, no, you can't have your refund.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, first big mistake. We have not made that mistake since. Let's just say that.
So how long did that product keep going? So you have one that was hot, boom, $60,000 out of the gate, first month, boom, dies off next month?
Yeah, pretty much. I think it lasted maximum 90 days.
Yeah.
But that was our fault again mm-hmm. because our ads were videos that we found on the internet from our competition. We just downloaded it and started running it as ads as our own.
Oh, shit.
You slapped our logo on it, too. We're like, that's our video.
But this is common. Yeah. This is so common mm-hmm. in this space, right? Mm-hmm. Because, again, unlike Amazon, where mm-hmm. you look it up and you find it, you don't know. Someone could be running Facebook ads to some random people in some random city. You'll never see it. So people use your videos. You don't even know, right?
Exactly.
And they put logos and put stuff. So you're doing, I mean, illegal, but common. Correct. I mean, like, yeah. Fine. So what happened? You got like a DMCA complaint?
No, but the ads just stopped performing profitably. Okay. So we were like, oh, no one is interested in this product anymore. Where it was just the ads. And yes. We didn't think about like, oh, maybe we should start making our own content. Mm. And maybe like now that we have sales, we can reinvest into like maybe getting an influencer.
You
or someone.
Did not think about this?
Nothing.
Okay. No. Like those were not opportunities that came to our head.
So you just thought, again, people, when you don't know, you just think of an answer you feel comfortable with. Oh, the trend is over. Mm-hmm. That people exactly. do all the time. Oh, Amazon is too saturated. Oh, e-commerce is impossible. Oh, like people get these ideas because they don't know any better.
Yeah.
So you just got, oh, trend is over.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, but it's
you
too
didn't
saturated.
Check Google Trends or you didn't check, you know, obviously like, okay, good. So you said,
no.
Done.
We're like, to the side. Yeah, the video's done. That means there's no one's interested in the entire internet to buy this product. Yeah. And that's it. That was like our logical thinking. And I don't know why. I think, like, that's so naive, you know?
But that's, like, what everyone on YouTube was saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, for about this product or just in general?
Just in general.
Like, that was the course training. Do this, the ad stops, go to another product.
Exactly.
That's what the gurus tell you.
Yeah, that was what the gurus told us, yeah.
So like, that's all we knew.
That's
all we knew. The course we bought or the people on YouTube. If they said that, if it's not selling anymore, it's saturated, move on to the next product, that's what we were going to do.
Interesting.
But now we know that if anything happens, just refresh your creatives.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because there's still you said something that was important, which was it solves a need. Right. Mm-hmm. It's solving a need. That need is still going to be there. People are going to need push-ups or whatever, like, for the rest of the time. Like, that's going to happen.
100%.
So if you can be smart enough on how to do it and something that solves it, like, you should be able to make some sales. 100%. And of course, if you always move on to the next one when it doesn't work, you'll never have any product that's worth anything or any brand or any recognition or, I mean, you'll have nothing, no? If you follow that mentality.
Exactly.
So, okay, good. So what did you do? What was?
So this was 2019 and between 2019, 2020, we were just consistently like testing products, making a little bit of money, didn't work out, move to the next product, mm-hmm. test it, make a little bit of money, didn't work out, move to the next one. So we were kind of just like testing a whole bunch of different products, not really finding a winning product. You know, mm-hmm. in dropshipping, like you're mm-hmm. waiting for that one product that's going to take you from like zero to $100,000. Mm-hmm. So we like tried to do a streetwear brand. We were selling women's clothes. We were just like trying to sell absolutely anything. Anything we saw someone selling, we tried to sell it.
Okay. So, and honestly, the startup cost to try to sell it is very little because you don't have to buy inventory, right?
Nope. Yeah.
So you just go, you see an ad. How long does it take you from seeing an ad to put it online and offer it?
From seeing an ad, making the content, or even downloading the content, to putting it on your store and then running that same ad and getting sales, that's probably like 48 hours.
Right.
And that's like the crazy thing right. about like dropshipping. And I don't think there's another vertical that you could do that. You know?
It's really fast.
That's mm-hmm. and it's insanely fast. That's also why it welcomes competition. Mm-hmm. You know? But then at the same time, it's like you're running a shitty business. Like it's a really bad business yep. because you're like, you're just
quick to come, quick to go.
Quick to come, mm-hmm. quick to go. Like you're just done. It's like, okay, cool. Like that's like someone else's video. That's someone else's product.
Yeah, if you're
someone
downloading someone else's video, I mean, again, this is, it's just an unethical business. I mean,
yeah.
At that point. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're downloading someone else's content, like, again, the Chinese people do that all day long. I mean, it's true. Like, that's just, that does happen.
Yeah.
And over there, the laws are also different too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, okay. So fine. So you eventually learned this, I guess.
Yes.
It took us a long time.
Long time, yeah.
I think that, like, now that we have our own brand with our own content and we're actually running, like, a good business,
yep.
like White Hat, like looking back at like the things that we used to do before, we're like, we were dumb, mm-hmm. but we didn't have money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were both broke. Our parents couldn't just hand us $1,000 to go buy samples, make our own content, mm-hmm. hire an influencer. We didn't have money. We were trying to make ends meet with what we had.
Mm-hmm.
And what we had was computers and a little bit of ad spend money and a bit of a social media addiction so we could see what people were testing at all mm-hmm. times.
So then you put it up and like you, I'm just wondering, so you put it up, it makes money for 30 days, the ad goes bad and then that's it. Like mm-hmm. it's over. It's that was, fully over.
Yeah.
It seems really just yeah. sad, like a sad story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what they call the drop shipping world calls it a pump and dump.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then that's like where you like pump the product, get a lot of sales and then you dump it.
Yeah,
and you move on to this.
Okay, but you should figure out like, oh, your profit that day is negative, that's it, it's over.
And
how many people do this? You know people who still are doing it just like this and like a lot?
A lot.
Yeah.
Like good 90% of the entire like dropshipping world does it. They all like just test products. That's why we try to like come in there and say, hey, like you could do that, or you could do something else, which is probably going to build you, like make you more money and build you more of an actual company.
It'd be value. Do something that's actually going to last more than like 30, 90 days. Exactly. If 90 days is like your long lasting product, that's probably a bad bottle.
It's really bad.
Yeah. And like we've gone through it. We've done the worst things that you can possibly do. That's why we're open talking about every single mistake we've done. Mm-hmm. And you can do it like that, or you can learn from everything we share with you, all of our the good things that we do, all of the mistakes we make, like mm-hmm. we share that just so people can learn from it and kind of skip the 3 years that it took us to learn that it's not the fulfillment, it is not the chargebacks, it's not anything, it's like us running a bad business.
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right, and so how did you learn? What's the next phase, right, away from this like run-of-the-mill, some random course, just kind of like scam people for money, kind of. I mean, again, oversimplification, but a bad experience for customers.
100%.
What's your next step?
Our next step was... So, you know, the thing is, the next step happened on accident. Hmm. So, we kind of got sick. Like, everything that she was saying, like, the problems, the customer service, the chargebacks, mm-hmm. the logistic issues, we just got, like, sick. And mm-hmm. we just got, like, burnt out. Mm-hmm. And
sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we were doing a pump and dump. We were doing a product where we were just scaling using other people's content. Mm-hmm. And we were just killing it. I mean, we were a little bit more experienced at the time. So we were doing like $500,000 a month, mm-hmm. right, in revenue, which was a lot of money for mm-hmm. us at the time. And we were like, oh my gosh, like this is an amazing product. You can probably keep this going on for a long time. And then what happened next is that TikTok, the platform that we were advertising us, that we were using to advertise, actually blacklisted our URL. And what that means is that you once they blacklist your URL, you can't use that URL to advertise.
Hmm. Is it a store you've been running for a while, or just that, like, you've been using that store for all the products?
Well,
or for some. Okay,
for fine. Some.
For
yeah.
some.
Yeah.
We had been like running that store for quite a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? We were like, why did TikTok ads blacklist us? Mm-hmm. Like, why? Like, is it like, do we really just like, do they not like us? Mm-hmm. Like, those are the conclusions we came mm-hmm. to. We're like, no. I was like, no. Margaret was like, probably we're just running a really bad business. Mm-hmm. And then on accident, out of a whim, Margaret was like, you know what, let's take this product, let's move it to a different store, let's not rip people's content, let's not steal people's content, let's make it a good product, a great website, and make content for this and run ads for this product, because maybe the product is still alive, you know?
Maybe the product is still alive. Okay.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, by this time, like for over a year now, we had already figured out the fulfillment issue. Like everyone was getting their product.
Okay.
Yeah. But like,
and is it all still coming from China?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And how long does it take for a customer to get a product?
12 days max. Yeah.
That's kind of short.
It's pretty impressive, to be honest, from China. Like on mats, it's 10 to 15.
Okay.
Right. So okay. like
okay.
12 hours, days you got it. Right. It's not Max. Bad. It's really not bad.
Cool. So fulfillment's figured out. You have a hot product. And then...
But now since we can't run ads, we move the product to its own store. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This was 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And 24 hours later, we have this brand new store running this product. And I already have the product in hand because we had been selling, like Leo said, $500,000 a month. So I already have the product. So I start a group chat with all my friends, my neighbors, and I post on my Instagram. I'm meeting up with people in Tampa. I'm going to be paying for you to record a video with my product. So I started getting a bunch of DMs. My friends were like, yeah, no, you don't even have to pay me. So I spend the entire day going around Tampa, meeting up with all my friends and getting custom content of this product.
Hmm.
Finally.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's a good strategy for content. Hey, come and we'll hang out and I'll pay you for some content.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is not necessarily influencers. You don't even, this is more like user generated content, right? Just stuff you're going to use. Doesn't matter how much you have, zero followings, you have nothing, but you're going to have somebody out in, who knows, Armature Works or something with like doing something with some product.
Exactly. Okay. Like literally, that's exactly what happened.
Okay.
And then now we were not the first people to sell this product. There were other people selling it. But now we were the only people coming into the market with fresh, new, and original content. Mm-hmm. So immediately, our ads just started doing really good. Mm. And we just kept this strategy going, just getting a lot of content from friends, family, neighbors, whatever, and just pumping content.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was it. That was like the big mistake or the big sick. We were just sick of the issues.
Yeah.
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 Well, so honestly, the only change here, the first change, was just your own content.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise.
No.
What's having good fulfillment. I mean,
good fulfillment.
Our own content. And building a brand around it.
Okay, so you did you register your guys' trademark? Or
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I know the product. It's a fantastic product. And you guys just had your best month ever, no?
Yeah.
So, guys, talk about... I saw some screenshots on your Instagram, but, like, how much did you just make in revenue just, let's say, this last month?
We did two... Hold on, I don't even want to mess it up. What is it? Is it 2.1?
I think it was 2.4.
Oh my gosh. I mess it up all the time because I try to look at the week. Oh, it was 2.3. Okay.
2.3.
So
$2.3 million.
Yeah.
July.
Yes. Yeah, we did. In the last 30 days, we made $2.3 million in revenue.
That is crazy. That is a ton of money. And what's even more impressive is that's up. I mean, you guys like doubled in the last 3 months or something. No?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, like, this year, like starting January, is when we really started to scale.
Mm. Yeah,
we tried to scale last year, but our business was not lean enough to scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing we were talking about earlier, like having a lean business, like those things do not allow us to scale. Yeah, and then like once we started building the brand and like all that, we had like we came across different issues, like teams.
So how big is your team?
12
people. Yeah. It's U.S.
Yes.
Some U.S. Some Philippines, and we have two in Colombia.
Okay. And so you guys decided to scale and just, again, it's just been taken off. I was really impressed. Like, you guys, I better watch out. You guys are going to catch up to me. I mean, really, like, I was like, damn, these guys, like, double. Like, I have, you know, we didn't double. Like, that's, like, a really rapid growth. And what did you do differently? Or how did you make that big, like, jump from, you know, 800,000 a month, boom, like, to almost 2.5 million?
I think, again, it was the content. We post a lot of content a day, at least 10 videos on TikTok per day that then get repurposed over to Facebook ads. So we run a lot of ads.
Mm-hmm.
And our content just started getting better and better. We have like a specific formula. I talk about it on my YouTube channel.
Okay, what's the formula? Let's go.
Oh, the formula. It's hook, proof, product introduction, benefits, unique selling proposition, and call to action.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, usually if our
video...
I mean,
that, like, quick. That was, like, boom.
Yeah, because, like,
hook, the product proof, product introduction, differentiator...
Benefits,
and the call to action.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can add, like, after benefits, you can add unique selling proposition. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, the... Like right before call action.
Yeah, so like
all your ads are like this pretty much.
Most of them. Yeah, some are just like sale creatives.
Okay.
But most of our ads, like I'll look at an ad that our creator makes and it didn't do well. And I'm like, of course it didn't do well. You did like the product introduction was the first thing.
Mm.
And like, for example, for TikTok, the most important thing for TikTok is watch time.
Yep.
If you're not making them wait for it, they're just going to be like, oh, that's a product, scroll. Whereas if you're like the hook, you entice them, then you show them proof that something like got them from here to here. They're like, oh, shit, like, what is it? Like, what is it? Then like the watch time, you know, like if you're just showing them the product off the bat, like obviously like that didn't get views.
Not a good first impression.
Yeah. So we honestly, I think our content is what has gotten us to this level. We look at a lot of content all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a majority of like, the things that we do on a day-to-day is for content.
Will you guys help us with some ads?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, good. So let's... I want to set this up because we have so many products. And this is a thing, like making ads, that's just its own industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys study this all day, like every day. You just know and you know what ad to make. And randomly, you just change your ads. The product's the same. You know, you've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some of the ads, by the way, and I know your product is actually better than the others. So talk about that. Like, what did you do to make your product better? Because I'm assuming that happened at some point.
Yes.
Because I've seen, like, you know, you didn't have to do that because you're not selling on Amazon. They don't see the reviews, but I'm sure you do that for your customers, right? You guys are going to the white hat and you must have a better product,
yes,
I think, to make it. So talk about how did that whole thing happen?
Yeah. So those are like just stages. So like in the beginning, we made the packaging better.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took and made, I don't know, like custom inserts. Then we added like a little greeting card. And then we made like a tray. And then, like, they were just, like, stages. And then we changed the mode. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, when, like, things started getting really interesting. Because, like, our product was, like, you know, compared
to... You know what the difference is because you're getting customer service to people telling you, hey, this happened here, this happened this. Mm-hmm. And you know what could be improved, right?
Exactly.
You just understand it more.
Exactly. And we see the videos that people are tagging us in.
Yeah.
And, like, we saw, like, for example, like, our box quality, like, by the time it got to our customer, it was, like, crumbled up mm-hmm. because the density of the box wasn't the best. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, let's work on the density of the box. Mm-hmm. So like just like little things, like we just, if we saw something that we can fix, we would just fix it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
And then the product, so you made a new mold, and who did this like designing of like improving it? Did you guys already know what to improve?
Somewhat.
We knew what to improve, or kind of like an idea of what to improve, but we then hired an engineer. And then we connected that engineer with the people in China mm-hmm. that, like, handled the modes and stuff like that.
Wow.
And then we got a new mode, new product, and then, yeah, it just kind of became into a better product in the competition. They sent us, like, an entire 50-page slideshow on, like, exactly what kind of things to change. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. How much the mode would cost, wow. Estimates. Like, it was so much information.
That's amazing.
Amazing. It blew my mind. I was like, what? They can just do this?
This is amazing. So, okay. So now your content's better, your product's better, but now you're still tripling your company in less than a year.
Correct.
Right? What the hell? Like, I don't get it. Just by ads? Like, please.
Yeah.
Is there one ad that, like, takes out of the park, or just everyone just adds a little bit? Like, how does this work?
I would say also, like, other channels. Like, we have, like, ads, but, like, other channels that compound themselves. So, like, a big thing about our brand is affiliates. Mm-hmm. So, we have affiliates promoting our products, and they get a commission for every single sale they bring in. Mm-hmm. Now, what happened is we were so on time with these payments every fourth of the month, and, like, mm-hmm. we just paid it today.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the affiliate payments, word got out that our brand started paying big bucks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it started attracting other affiliates and other influencers to promote our product. Mm-hmm. And that in itself compounded, and now we have a big affiliate program where people are making a lot of money. They get a slice of the pie, and we get a slice of the pie.
And we get their content.
And that's also huge.
Oh, because if they do an ad, they do a TikTok, that thing goes well.
Yeah.
Part of your agreement is you have the video.
It's not an agreement, but they're more likely to be like, yeah, repost it, and like we can run ads to it for like $70 because they're already making commission out of it, you know.
Mm.
Yeah,
so if you use your video, you're using their code too?
No, not always. Just their video, mostly mm-hmm. the content.
So what are you saying, $70? What does that mean
for like for Spark usage ads. Yeah, for usage.
Oh, okay, like, hey, I'm gonna buy the rights for it. Pay you one exactly. time. Okay, that's brilliant. Wow. So what percentage of your income is coming now from affiliates, if you're hoping to say that?
It's still small. It's like, I think it's like 15% now. It's still small, but it's
still massive. That's mm-hmm. still like, that's like $300,000.
It's a big amount for like for a store, because like compared to like other affiliate programs that I've seen, it's not nearly, but like it's still like growing, you okay. know. Our goal is to just continue it, like grow, and it'll grow in itself, you know. We keep making the payments, keep showing people that they can make money, they keep getting paid. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not gonna stop promoting the product.
yeah.
You know?
Okay, and how did you get your first affiliate? So now, okay, word's out, you guys pay on time, you pay a lot, the product's doing well, the branding is there, it's not just like a fly-by product. Now, how did you get your first ones? Because like for me, I would love to, like, we have coffee machines. Like, I'm like, I'll pay people affiliate, you know, but how do I, it's just hard. It's hard because I don't know it.
Yeah.
Correct.
We don't know the affiliate model. Okay. How would I get someone to sign up and actually work to try to... Well, also, first of all, sorry. We haven't done it ourselves, so it's hard mm-hmm. for us to tell it to somebody else. I only know how to sell on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So if I tell someone, hey, sit on your site, I have zero confidence they're going to be able to do it because we have trouble doing it on our own website. Okay. So maybe, is that like the first step? Like us figure out how to promote it to then... Tell it to other people or no?
We didn't promote it. So we were actually unprofitable with Lead Dino, which is the affiliate platform that we used for the mm-hmm. first 3 or 4 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But every single time that a customer had their delivery notification, we have a flow with text message and Klaviyo, which mm-hmm. is our email marketing, that invites them to the affiliate program. Like, hey, I see that you received your product.
When they buy it, you tell them, come to the affiliate program.
Yeah, so not only do affiliates get... invited, but like customers.
All of them. Every single Everyone. Customer gets invited to
That's
it.
Right away. That's one of the first things they get or not?
After the product is delivered.
Correct.
Delivered, boom, become an affiliate?
Affiliate. Exactly. And you'll see just so many customers because it'll grow. Like there'll be so many people, like so many women, so many men on TikTok, just literally they'll post the content and they'll post the affiliate link. And you know they're an affiliate because they'll post the affiliate link.
Wow.
Like, oh, okay, cool. They're making a lot of content for us.
That's brilliant. Because we have so many people on Klaviyo on this, on ManyChat, on whatever, and we hardly know what to even do with these people.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, we live on Amazon. So
yeah.
We just invite them all, hey, do an affiliate. And what's the affiliate program do you use? Not Lead Dino anymore. You guys use something else?
We still use Lead Dino.
Lead Dino, yeah.
Okay, so we say, hey, sign up here and you'll get X commission on everything on our Shopify site.
Correct, exactly. Yeah. You can set up the settings and sometimes
I'm ready to get the little template or whatever.
Check it out, yeah. Okay. It's like 10% or like minute or average.
Starting,
and then like we have our super affiliates for like 15 and higher.
We're doing that like today. No. This is on the plan. That's happening. We're like, why not? Hey, you love your whatever. You love your lemon squeeze. You love your milk froth. You love whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sell it and make some money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And half of it, though, is also like you said, like what is required. I think half of it is also being on social media.
Mm.
So like that has also helped because like Margarita said, like the affiliates kind of came to us. Like our biggest two affiliates right now that are like, one made like $2,000 in commission in 3 days, and the other one makes like $6,000 a month from just like promoting this product. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Both of those affiliates came to us just because we were posting on social media. You know,
they have a business. They promote a lot of products, or no?
They're like an influencer. Yeah, okay. Like they have like a big following, things like that. But they saw it on social media, and they're like, you know what? Let me just sign up for this affiliate program, and then boom,
interesting.
Right? So like we attracted them. We didn't really like reach out to them or anything like that.
Wow. Okay, so affiliate's a big deal. Facebook ads, Google ads. And what about platforms? Anything that's like hot right now? I mean, TikTok, I guess, right? TikTok's your top.
Yeah.
And TikTok. What are your like top channels? Could you share that? Like, what are the best channels for you right now?
You want to go? Okay. well, just like the online store, 100%. Yeah, affiliates, TikTok, Facebook, Google, and then it's like Pinterest and... That's it.
That's all it is.
Inorganic.
Oh, inorganic. That's like huge.
Search. I'm guessing like SEO? Like organic? What does that mean?
Like organic. TikTok organic.
TikTok organic.
Sorry. Okay. I'm like old school. I'm like, I'm an old fart over here. Yeah. So I'm thinking organic is like, you know, SEO.
No.
Interesting. Okay. So your whole business is built on social, built on content and a great product.
Yeah.
What do you think, and this is again, speculation, but if you hadn't improved your product, and you just had the same product, what do you think your social, what do you think your ads, what do you think your business would be at if you hadn't actually made the product like significantly better than your competition?
It just wouldn't be as good.
Because we sell it higher than everybody else. Mm-hmm. So we can't charge a premium price and sell the same product that everybody else sells. Like we had to continuously improve it so we can charge more, especially with like advertising prices going up and like just wanting higher margins. We were like, we need to improve the product in order to sell it for more and have higher margins.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, and then did it happen? You put it up and then you just raise the price like kind of right away?
Yeah. We'll run sales when we're like increasing our price. That's like one of our biggest things. Like we'll run a sale like price is going to increase soon or this is the last time it's going to be 30% off or whatever. And then we'll increase the price. So like we'll get like we'll squeeze.
Give you a little boost. Yeah. You squeeze it and then it's up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're consistently trying to increase the price or seeing how we can add more value so we can bring the price up.
Okay. And then what's your plan in terms of launching either other brands or more products? So now you guys have like a great business, you have a great following, great brand. Where do you take it from here?
Retention is like a big thing that we're working on.
We're adding a lot of new products and products specifically that we can do monthly recurring revenue with.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, our current product is something that you only buy one time and then you're never going to shop with us again.
Yep.
So then we started adding other products that were, again, just like a one-time purchase. So one of our big like goals for quarter one was to add monthly recurring revenue products. Mm-hmm. And that's how we're
I love that. Same with us. Like retention. We sell coffee machines. We want to add coffee.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We haven't done it yet, but that's a key point because there's so many ways to sell in hard goods and it's like good because they can understand it. But mm-hmm. the recurring revenue is, of course, a really strong Yeah. Well, I love that move. And what about, like, sorry, what about new stores and stuff? Like, are you not doing any of that, right? You guys are pretty much, you're good. You found home. You found your identity, you know.
I mean, we like e-commerce and we like other stores and we'll probably do, like, consulting or something like mm-hmm. that. But right now we're, like, 100% focused on our brand.
You guys are booming. Yeah. You don't need to, why go chase a new thing?
And there's still so many things that we haven't done. And whenever we look at our store, we, like, see so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, we do want to exit, mm-hmm. but once we do, like, all the little things that we want to do to it, you know? Yeah. Like, I want to see how far we can take it.
Yeah.
And then eventually, we do want to, like, maybe not run a bunch of different stores, but maybe invest in them and, like, coach and mentor and, like, give our insight to other people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, we know there's opportunity, too. Yeah. We use this app. It's called Shop Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a, I wouldn't say competitor, but someone right in the space, and they're like making like easy $18-20 million a month. And we're like, okay, well, there's a lot of room mm-hmm. to grow.
I thought you guys were like the top sellers, the top brand.
For the product?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But not in the niche.
Not in the niche. Okay, good. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're not looking to add more products with the kind of same branding or around the brand. Which makes sense. I mean, again, there's big companies that always add lines. Like Nike's always, okay, they're adding blah, they're adding this, they're going to do gummies, they're going to do more than just shoes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But just keeping that brand.
Yeah.
Okay, great. And then so, fine. Oh, burning question. The top, the most important thing. What's the plan with Amazon? What's the deal with Amazon? I mean, like, you guys, your brand is so known. Like, how do you look at Amazon where now you have your product is the best, your reviews will be good.
Mm-hmm.
Most drop shipping people avoid Amazon because and I've seen it. When you go to Amazon, your product gets terrible reviews because the product is bad.
Yeah.
That honestly, I've seen drop shipping people and that's generally the problem. And I've tried to work with one guy to bring his stuff on. Mm-hmm. The products are so bad. And that product gets 3 stars all day long. Right? Yeah. But since your product is good, like, what is your thought process about Amazon and moving the brand to Amazon?
I don't know, it's just a stepping stone. I think like once we get US like fulfillment like secured, then we can probably proceed to Amazon. But I think like first we gotta get US fulfillment like 100% ready for our brand
mm-hmm.
before we move to.
We've barely figured out the stock situation yet.
Yeah. Like we're just now dealing with inventory and
like issues like not having enough maybe capacity or something?
Like no, just running out faster than we expect. Like we don't know how to project how much to order yet.
Yeah, like forecasting or whatever. I don't know what that is, but...
Okay, so fine. So look, I'll tell you. You know, we have fulfillment right here. We have a fulfillment that we actually will do for people right here in Florida.
Oh, really?
Okay. So if you wanted to, mm-hmm. just say I'm putting this out there. You order like a few, 1,000 units, 500 units, something. We could ship it and fulfill it right here out of our warehouse. And just do an additional order to everything you have. So if you run out of your other stuff, hey, this inventory is separate.
Okay.
We'll help you guys get started.
Really?
I'm serious. We got a warehouse right here. Ship it in. You also have some inventory locally if you ever need it.
That's actually pretty
good. And it's open.
Yeah, I mean, thank you.
Amazon's a humongous market. And there's, by the way, if you have this is one thing we've noticed, right? Just to share with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's sometimes people go like crazy doing, you know, what you guys do mm-hmm. with a product. So there's like this, for example, this like, this garlic roller. It's like a garlic press, mm-hmm. but it's like a little roller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every so often, there'll be someone who does like a Facebook ad campaign and they get like 2 million views, 3 million views, 5 million views, and they make a killing, right?
Yeah.
Every time that happens, the sales go crazy on Amazon for other brands. Not even that brand, for other brands.
Mm-hmm.
So the overall volume, like we have right now the number one garlic press. Okay. It's actually the press, not a roller, like not the rolling thing, okay. Not the rocker. It's called the garlic rocker. When this garlic rocker goes viral, number 10, 20, 30, 50, all the garlic presses down there that have the rocker, they all boost and they go to like number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. They get probably tens of thousands of units sold in like maybe a week.
Wow.
And it's not the brand that's advertising
mm-hmm.
on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
but it gets created, this demand gets created. And even though the store exists, there's this fallout sales on Amazon, massive.
Mm.
So there's going to be a customer that looks at your media and wants to buy and they're like, I don't buy on websites.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go to Amazon and buy it. And if you're not on Amazon, I would assume they're now gonna buy someone competitors, even if the product is not as good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not you guys.
Yeah.
But just, you know, just think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it, because that happens.
Yeah, it's like not having Google. Like, that's how I think about it. Like, mm-hmm. not having, like, that retargeting on Google, not having the SEO, not having that running. I appreciate it.
You guys open to it?
I think so.
Eventually.
Eventually. Okay. Yeah. All right. It's all good. All right. Okay. So if people want to find out more about, you know, how to get started with dropshipping, that what you guys have done, right? How do they find you? How do they learn more?
They can find us on Instagram or TikTok, preferably Instagram. And my Instagram at is Miss Margarita.
Yeah, mine's leo.isiano.
Nice. Yeah, and there you can either reach out to us via DM or in the link of our in our bio, you can find our A through Z course, which we do live Q&As every month, and we teach you how to get started from literally zero to your first $10,000 with our course.
Boom.
Boom.
Guys, it's been amazing having you. Yeah. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.